A key mission of the Homeland Security Department is to make sure different agencies share information. The Secretary of Homeland Security will have new powers to collect and analyze information gathered by agencies that are now scattered across the federal government. That means the new department will also have the ability to protect or violate citizens' privacy, NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
Homeland Security Director Tom Ridge says he already has much of the information he needs to fend off terror attacks, but he needs a way to analyze it.
We need to develop an enterprise architecture, candidly, a technology architecture that connects all these silos out there. I mean, the CIA generates information, the FBI does, TSA does, INS does, Customs does, DEA does, and there still is not a central clearinghouse in place for all of this to be analyzed. There will be soon.
Gathering and analyzing information is key to the administration's plan to preempt terror attacks. At a recent conference, Assistant Attorney General Viet Dinh said there are two ways of stopping terrorists. One is preventive detention, used in some European countries, but generally not in the U.S. That's why he says law enforcement has to rely on another tool, technology.
We use technology to be of assistance rather than sit back and allow the terrorists to use technology to our competitive disadvantage.
The new Homeland Security Department is meant to serve as a kind of incubator for new information technologies. The department will be home to the Directorate for Information Analysis and Infrastructure Protection, charged with developing ways to analyze the staggering amount of information the government receives. Those who've served in government before say the Homeland Secretary will be expected to show these new technologies can produce results right away. Peter Swire teaches at Ohio State University and served as privacy counselor to President Clinton.
This department's going to be huge. It's going to have to justify itself and show that it's effective. And the temptation for people there is going to be to get an awful lot of data and do a lot of things with it.
Swire fears the emphasis on preemption will lead to collections of information on innocent people to see if they have any connections to terror. He says that danger will increase as security companies arrive at the doorstep of the Homeland Security Department looking for contracts.
I talk about the security industrial complex, where the new security agencies, including Homeland Security, team up with industry that's trying to sell to the government, and how are we going to have accountability, how are we going to make sure the money is being spent well, and that they're not building systems for their convenience instead of for what Americans want.
This is already beginning to happen. Admiral John Poindexter, a national security advisor under President Reagan, has opened the Total Information Awareness Program with funding from the Defense Department. Its goal is to develop technologies that can analyze information from just about any source imaginable. Veteran privacy advocates say this reliance on information analysis will go wrong unless there's proper oversight. Jerry Berman of the Center for Democracy and Technology says Congress has failed to build in any limits on the way that technology can be used by the new department.
Anyone who cares about the exercise of power in this country believes in checks and balances. And where Congress has not acted in a coherent way is that they have given the power without the checks.
And judging by recent history, the public may never find out just how the department uses its powers. Congress passed the USA Patriot Act a year ago, giving the Justice Department broad new surveillance powers. Jamil Jaffer of the American Civil Liberties Union filed a Freedom of Information request asking for an account of how those powers are being used, but the Justice Department has refused to say.
If the government were to explain how it's been using the powers, then the public would have the information it needs in order to decide whether the government needs more powers.
The government says existing laws will continue to protect privacy as they have in the past. And Viet Dinh of the Justice Department says it's ridiculous to imagine the government would waste its time collecting information about innocent citizens.
We have absolutely no interest whatsoever on gathering information for the sake of gathering information.
Privacy advocates say the impact of the new agency may depend on one person, the Homeland Security Privacy Officer. Congress built in this position to guard against abuses. An aggressive privacy officer will sit in on policy meetings, decide whether the new agency is collecting too much information, reject technologies that abuse privacy rights, and push for the least intrusive ways of protecting Homeland Security. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.